To make Twister, a new thriller about killer tornadoes, actress Helen Hunt, who usually co-stars with Paul Reiser on the NBC sitcom Mad About You, endured cuts, bruises, seared corneas, and a possible concussion in the service of art. Yet, says film critic Lisa Schwartzbaum, what fills the screen in this big-budget production, filled with killer special effects, is mostly a lot of wind.
Finally, the first big movie of the summer. And you know what that means? Big special effects. In Twister, which is all about the awesome power of tornadoes, you've got houses that fly through the air, gigantic rig trucks that zigzag around like kites, and, my personal favorite, cows that appear to be jumping over the moon. Now, I'm a sucker for airborne cows, and ever since Speed had me screaming in a movie theater 2 summers ago, I've looked forward to Hollywood's warm-weather roster of thrill-packed, action-jammed, big-budget movies for their bangaroo adrenaline rush and for the chance to get away from drama starring Ricky Lake. But there's a downside to this addiction. Now we need more thrills to keep us occupied. Dutch movie maker Jan de Bont, who directed Twister, learned when he directed Speed that the way to grab the audience's attention is to slam us in the gut immediately, either with a bomb wired to an elevator or a cyclone on the prairie, then dole out the action sequences like pep pills, and then, just when we think we've seen it all, add a final catastrophe. Well, Twister, which was made, as all the ads make mighty sure we know, by Steven Spielberg's production company and written by Jurassic Park biggie Michael Crichton and his wife, has got all that. The storms come tumbling one after the other, chased by Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton as Joe and Bill Harding, obsessed scientists and, for romance's sake, estranged husband and wife. The couple are intent on launching a meteorological gizmo they've invented called Dorothy. Get it? That releases data-gathering sensors into the core of a tornado funnel, sensors that may make for better weather warning. And to do so, they and their equally obsessed scientific team need to put themselves in the path of danger, which they do, over and over. But here's the problem. Big and fast are not enough. As mesmerizing as the sights and sounds of tornadoes are, action thrillers also need tension. They need characters we care about with passions we believe. They need conflict. They need evil against which good can triumph. Nature isn't bad, it's amoral. So as Dennis Hopper said in Speed, what do you do? Twister's weak solution is to introduce Cary Elwes as a slick, commercially funded storm chaser and former team member who steals the Dorothy idea, staffs his own team, and competes for publicity, racing around in a menacing black vehicle that looks like a Darth Vader helmet on wheels. But how can one guy in a van compete with the heavens? He's puny stuff. We're also meant to understand that Jo is obsessed because of a lethal cyclone she survived as a little girl, and that her husband is obsessed because, well, we never do understand why. He just likes wind, I guess. And that's the other thing. Everybody in this film loves danger. No one is afraid. I've seen amateur tornado footage, and the real fear you hear in the background is chilling. Here, what you hear is a lot of wind, a lot of rumbling music, and a lot of yelling while driving. Listen to Joe guiding Bill as he drives through a storm that has tossed a bunch of tractors into the air.
Debris! Dusty, we have debris!
Debris!
Right!
Ah, country roads. In Twister, plenty of folks talk about the weather, and a couple actually try to do something about it. Plenty of stuff smashes and crashes and collapses and whips around. But for a movie that stars acts of God, this work of mortals provides relatively little liftoff. Oh well, it's summertime. Up next, Mission Impossible.
Lisa Schwartzbaum is a film critic for Entertainment Weekly.